Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And I am going to tell you now about our friends over at Golden Chick. Golden Chick continuing this really awesome community-focused initiative that they have going on. And it is their local school charity initiative. If you haven't been to a Golden Chick yet and ordered something off the churro menu, go do that. And you might as well get some chicken or some lemon pepper wings along with that churro. But when you do get a churro, Golden Chick is going to give 50 cents back of every order from that order off of the churro menu now through December 29th back to a school in the local community surrounding that specific Golden Chick. So if it's near your house, then it might go back to your school. Such an awesome thing that they're doing at Golden Chick. And of course, they have the normal mainstays on their menu as well, like the wicked wings, those lemon pepper wings. Just their chicken tenders are so delicious. You can get them roasted, you can get them fried, you have all kinds of vegetables. I love the chicken salad. So many things to choose from at Golden Chick for you and your family. And if you do pop into a Golden Chick, make sure you take a picture and tag us on the socials so we can share it. Thank you so much to Golden Chick for being a part of the Mom Game.
Yay, Golden Chick, and welcome into the Coppola Studios for episode 243 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We've got a little minion in here with us, so if you wonder why I'm not cussing a lot today, it's because my 11-year-old daughter, well, Hattie,
is never cuss.
Sitting in...
She
knows. She knows. I don't do it. I don't do it much around you guys. No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't. Hattie, I do not cuss a lot around you. Come on.
Like, sometimes.
Okay. All right. We'll save it. You're not a part of this whole show. We're going to call you. You can respond when you're called upon. I don't need all this.
Hattie.
Public shame.
Take that from her?
From
I guess you're
going
to have to.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit in a little bit later. But if everyone's at home and listening is wondering why my language is cleaned up so much today, it's because Hattie's here. So
yay, Hattie.
Yay, yeah. Hattie. Yeah.
It is election day.
It's election day.
All the schools are out.
The Fort Worth ISD is out.
Ours is too. School. I think it's like,
yeah, because a lot everybody? Of the schools are polling places.
Right.
So, yeah. So Hattie's going to hang with us today. We're going to catch up and then have a really cool guest on.
Yeah.
Who we've talked about the last several weeks here on the show. Audrey Dollins from Audrey Dollins Media, who has become our kind of media marketing firm that represents us and works with us. And they've been awesome. So Audrey's going to come on a little bit later and tell us her story and
about how she can help you and your business.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Like it's a really beneficial conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
For people to listen to.
Yeah. So let's catch up. Speaking of our fine partnerships, Kelly, your husband got a new Gateway GMC.
He did. He got a new truck.
You get complimentary. Why can't I talk?
I don't know.
Really,
Hattie, can you take her spot?
And I
she can't talk today.
I hadn't even had any wine. complimentary car washes.
Or life. You want a dealer who has it all.
Gateway's
got it. And Kelly with his new job, Dobbs Tennis Courts, tennis court construction and resurfacing and pickleball courts and everything. It's just exploding right now, as you can imagine, with everybody being obsessed with pickleball. And tennis, and he got the okay to go ahead and buy a work truck. And so it was so easy, just texted over there to our buddy, Pope, your buddy, our buddy, and kind of like, you know, who has time to like go and browse and everything else? I don't know, not me. So we were just like, this is exactly what we want. And he's like, I have one, and if you buy it today, I can give you this great price because it's the end of the month thing or whatever, you know? So it was super easy.
transaction. We brought the kids, and it did all go down on Halloween, which was kind of crazy timing.
Yeah.
Because we had to go pick it up at like 5 o'clock on Halloween, and I wanted to start trick-or-treating at like 5:30 with the kids because little kids start early. So it made it a little bit wacky, like start to the Halloween for the kids. But when someone says, come pick up your truck, you go pick up your truck and you bring the whole family.
Yay.
So it was fun. So it's like a GMC Sierra. It's big. It's got enough room for the whole family in there, in the cab or whatever. And it was great. And
having a truck is just so awesome.
Yeah.
Like Mike has a GMC Sierra too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And having a truck is just so great. Like they're just so much room for activity.
Right. I know, but I guess you get called upon to like move couches and stuff.
You do.
And you have to move people's crap.
Anybody got a truck? Who's got a truck?
I need a truck. Truck guy.
Big truck guy. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So
it was fun.
Halloween has come and gone. It was fun. I'm glad it's over. A lot of dress up. We had storybook parade, and then we had a little like neighborhood party, and then you have actual Halloween. It's like, okay.
Oh my gosh. So much fun stuff.
Uncle on Halloween.
We
made it through.
It was a lot of like, because y'all did a pumpkin too, and we did a pumpkin, decorating a pumpkin.
Oh no. Oh well, Hattie did for school.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, because our kids had to do that too, and it seems like that's almost becoming like a common thing. Everybody decorates a pumpkin
for school
for Halloween.
Yeah.
Can Hattie tell us about hers real quick?
Yes, go ahead, Hats.
I did the like Toy Story.
Uh huh.
And I did the alien.
The dog.
The dog, the Slinky.
I forget what else you did.
There we showed the picture of it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. The potato head.
Potato head and the pig.
How cool. And then does someone judge it? Like, was there a winner?
You have to, like, the whole school votes.
The whole school?
So they don't put names on the pumpkins. They just display them.
Okay.
And I thought for sure. So for the record, like her setup was ridiculous. It was awesome. She did it because it had nothing to do with me.
Right.
She did it in Graham with my stepsister, Angie. And they like had so much fun and like made it a whole fun, like day long project and had fun. And I was like, she's winning this hands down. And she didn't even make the finals.
Oh, man.
I mean,
some of them are insane. Some of them at our school were insane.
The one that won was like literally had a carousel that spun around inside of a pumpkin.
Because
they have to be fake pumpkins.
Oh.
They have to be fake. They couldn't be real pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so needless to say, but she had fun doing it.
No, but the other one, that one was like a Drake one.
It was just a picture of Drake on it.
Drake, the rapper?
Yeah.
And it won?
Yeah.
Because it's the kids voting.
So like if someone probably could have won with like a Taylor Swift photo.
If you would have done a T-Swift one maybe. But anyway, we weren't trying to win. We were just trying to have fun, right? She was trying to win.
Yeah. Well, it was my first experience with like writer's first experience. And I know it's like there's going to be so many projects, right?
So
many projects. And then there's going to be the people that always have such a good project because they have a parent that helps them.
Yeah.
Poor writer. Like he did. Have you read the Undead Pets series? I don't really know. I guess it's about pets that die.
Okay.
But then they're like zombie pets kind of. And so he did one of the undead pets and I was trying to help him with it. And I was like, I mean, it looked decent. He drew the face and then I wrapped it around with toilet paper to look like a mummy cat, like a dead mummy cat. I don't know. And I was like, this is pretty good. And like, we felt pretty good about it. I had to have some ears. So we put like a little cat headband on it. And Anna helped to like color the ears in so they weren't just an open space. It became gray ears. It was like kind of like Ryder mostly did it, but we all helped a little. I felt real good about it. And then he came home. He was like, my pumpkin was terrible.
Aww.
He was like, and then I saw the pictures of some of the others and I was like, I felt so defeated as like a parent. I'm like, is this going to be happening every year? Huh? Like he's just never going to have a good project because I can't go do something amazing.
Yes.
It's not fair.
It's not. But my kids have been dealing with it for as long as they've been alive. Like
how do you deal with it?
They're used to it.
Do you feel like some people always have like amazing projects because they're parents?
Well, like hair. Like, I don't know how to do hair.
I don't either.
So Hattie has taught herself how to, like, French braid. She knows how to do a wand. She goes to bed with weird stuff in her hair, so it'll be curly when she wakes up. Like, she learned how to do all of that.
You should do, a YouTube series for kids to learn how to do their hair. Because Anna is, my daughter is the same, and I'm not very good at it either. And she was watching YouTube videos about hair, and then she and I figured an hairstyle out together, but she would watch something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you could be like, hi, I'm Hattie. If your mom's like my mom and can't do hair, then watch my YouTube channel. Save yourself from your mom and her bad hairdos. And then you could go like do your thing. I think it'd be a good idea, girl.
Yeah. She definitely has, she does way better than I do. So she knows that if she wants it done, and also too, you have to admit, Hats, you're like mom in a way, like you want it to be just right and just perfect and just how you want it. Right. And so even if I think something looks good, I'll be like, oh, that looks great. She'll be like, oh my God, it looks terrible.
Are bumps like such a bad thing?
Oh, no bumps.
What's the deal with bumps?
I don't know. It just looks bad.
Really? Do girls like say something if you have bumpy hair? Uh-uh. Okay. Because Anna all of a sudden, like, no bumps. Oh. I'm like, what is the deal with bumps?
But I remember them.
I remember bumps. Oh, God, they're the worst. Think you have a good hairdo and you see there's a bump there.
And you're like, you can redo the whole thing.
Right.
That's awful. Okay, what else is going on? Do you order your Thanksgiving? We've ordered our Thanksgiving's the next holiday. It's not Christmas season, you guys. It's Thanksgiving season. This one is listening ever since Halloween was over.
Oh, Hattie,
in the morning, in the morning she gets ready and she's like got like rocking around the Christmas tree hat. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's November 1st.
That's okay.
But yeah, so she is, she's in the Christmas spirit, but I'm in the Thanksgiving spirit. And I'm so excited because this year we're doing Hurtado barbecue for Thanksgiving for our meats. We're hosting. I'm in charge of the meat. We ordered a bunch of turkey breasts and ham prepared by Hurtado barbecue. And so I'm so excited about that. I know you got your ranch set up for Thanksgiving Eve for a big old traditional
old barbecue
like
spread.
What do they call it? Texacue.
Yeah.
Texas barbecue. Like Tex-Mex. They mix like Tex-Mex and barbecue.
At Hurtado?
At Hurtado.
So that's how they do like those tacos and the burrito tacos and the stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're going to have a whole spread.
And I even like threw in some beef ribs, like just the best stuff.
I know.
I'm so excited. Then my mom, she like randomly said to Kelly on the phone, she was like, so, you have a new truck. That's going to be great to bring up your turkey.
Oh, no.
I was like, Mom, I'm bringing all the barbecue.
Like, that's my thing.
She's like, but Kelly's so good at making the turkey.
Oh, here we go.
Like, well, you can't just drop that on us. So we have some things to work out internally.
Okay. Sounds like it.
But I know I'm bringing a big old spread of barbecue, like more than enough for all of us.
Yeah. Get your pre-orders in. HurtadoBBQ.com. Pre-orders limited. Quantities available. Meats are at a premium right now. All right. You want to talk a little sports? Sports?
Sure.
Okay. Sports. I can't talk. Sports brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care. Are you tired of wearing glasses? I know I was. That's why custom lens replacement from Tylock George Eye Care was a life-changing option for me from the trusted ophthalmology experts at Tylock George. I can see my world clearly from up close and far away. No more readers, no more contacts, no more nothing. Can be life-changing, has been for me. There's financing with approved credit. Julie had the LASIK. There really is something for everyone as far as what you need in terms of your vision. And it really is a game changer, has been for me. Proud partner of the Mom Game, and we are proud supporters of them because we have seen their work in action. There's a special website you can visit, a URL, tylock.com/TMG. That will direct you to our page for a discount. And then also, if you call them, just mention the Mom Game for a discount there as well. But free consultation, they'll hook you up, let you know what you need, what it looks like, finances, all that kind of stuff to make your vision clear as soon as possible.
Can't recommend them enough. Tylock.com/TMG. Get yourself a discount too when you use that. So if you have any sort of eye issue, just go ahead and get it taken care of because it's life changing.
It is. It is. Okay. The Cowboys.
I think this is good. Everything that's going on with the Cowboys. So the Cowboys lost again. I think now are just like sliding. I think Dak is hurt. Dak's out
for like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hamstring injury. Zeke is having all kinds of issues, behavior issues or whatever. He got in trouble with the team. He didn't even travel to the last game with them. It's like our heads pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah.
And I think it's good. I think it's the best thing that can happen for the Cowboys because they need a total reset.
Yeah.
And hopefully the fans that were like hanging on to these like 8-8 seasons and like praying and hoping that something could happen and then having their heart broken all over again, like maybe we're saving some people's hearts in DFW.
Yeah.
From the heart attacks. I think it's good just to have like, you know what? This is a season that is nothing's going to happen. People are hurt. And let's just try to re-rack.
Yeah. It's not good. And it's the injuries. It's just adding injury to insult. It's just, it's not good all the way around. And you've got a, you know, lame dunk head coach and staff. And it's just, it's
who would have thought they wouldn't have a great season after doing nothing in the off season and Mike McCarthy showing all kinds of, in my opinion, red flags and still letting him ride it out his contract instead of jumping onto somebody who could have been available in the off season. It's all kind of coming to fruition. How we all, a lot of people figured it would. Jerry was praying and praying and praying that it didn't.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy to see. And then I think a microcosm of everything that's going on is the shot that was like going viral of Dak Prescott saying, "We blanking suck on the sidelines," like on camera.
Yeah. But I mean,
he's the quarterback, and that's what he's saying during
the game. Right. But I mean, also, too, don't I also kind of appreciate the self awareness. Like, at least he's not like, all right, you know, we're way better than it looks on film. We're way better than the score indicates. Like, at least he's like, no, this is terrible. We're awful. We need, we can't win like this.
Right.
So to me, it was, I know it was not the best look, but also too, it's kind of refreshing to be like, okay, well, at least he's aware enough to know that this is bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Stars back from Finland. They went 0-2, in Finland.
Yeah. They were playing Florida. The Panthers are a really good team.
Defending champs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they lost 6-4 and then, 4-2 in Finland. But I think that was more of, I mean, it would have been awesome if they did win because they do have three, I think, Finns on the team. And it was like such a great team bonding possibility. And I'm sure they still did have a great time together and seeing another country and all of that, but it has a little bit of stink to it now when you lose both games. And I guess there were some television issues too with that game on Saturday. They lost connection and apparently it was like a Finland thing and not like a Stars television thing or Victory Plus thing, because the Panthers broadcast also lost connection. So they went out and had to go to Sevi and Brian Ray to like call the game. It was one of those situations, you know, like it'll happen in live sports. And then you go to whoever you can get a hold of and be like, hey, can you call this game? Who's just sitting there in the studio?
Because and the studio was still getting it.
The studio was still getting, they lost the game feed in Finland. And apparently it was something, you know, and it's not like you can just call up someone in Finland. Hey, can you run over and fix blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, so a bit of an interesting situation for them. I'm sure they're glad to be home at this point, and they'll probably continue to cruise. Looks like they're going to be playing Chicago, which is always fun, and then Winnipeg here coming up in just a few days, and we'll hopefully get things back on track.
Yeah, and then the Mavs are still off to a good start. It seems like they haven't, you know, when Clay and Kyrie are on, Luka's on, they're not. Like, I think they're just trying to figure things out early in the season to get them together. I think they were like 4-2 at last check, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but it's got to be interesting to just drop in another, like, you know, high volume offense kind of guy like Klay Thompson, when I feel like Luka and Kyrie had really finally found the rhythm and it took a while.
They do look like they're fun. They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like I would like, in watching sports in person is so much better than watching on television. Like, I want to go to a Stars game and a Mavs game my baseball off season.
Yeah.
Which, who knows if it's, I mean, if my baseball off season could be real long, like
forever.
So anyway, well, that's a little sportsiness.
Yes. And
everyone, did you have any more sportsiness?
I did. Because I watched Monday Night Football last night, and
Patty can chime in on this.
And the Chiefs, which I know you're a big Chiefs fan now. Mm-hmm. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
How come? Why are you a Chiefs fan now?
Well, I always have been since, when did we have that Super Bowl party? Like,
probably 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
That's when I like started becoming more of a fan.
Uh-huh.
And then when Travis Kelce started, I became like more intrigued.
Right.
More intrigued.
So do you...
But the tie comes, Chiefs, because Henry's been a Chiefs fan because of Patrick Mahomes, because Pat went to Texas Tech, which is obviously where I went. So there's that Texas Tech connection, I feel like, that started with, you know, our family. I mean, remember when we took Henry to a Chiefs game,
Chiefs Cowboys a few years ago, and I think that was their first Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, I think that was the Chiefs' first Super Bowl was when we had that party. But yeah, the Taylor Swift effect is definitely a real thing. I told you, like, you got in the car one day after school and we're like, how old is Andy Reid? And I was like, I don't know. What, is he going to retire? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Like, why is Hattie asking me about Andy Reid as she gets in the car from school?
Yeah.
But you, and then you started, you played flag football this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that like?
It was really fun.
Yeah. What positions did you play?
All of them.
All of them? But what did you like best? Offense or defense? You better say defense. You had like 8 pick sixes, dude.
Pick sixes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
She's a little Deion Sanders out there.
Oh, nice.
Just waiting in the wings, and then she gets up there and snatches it. Yeah. And how was it with dad coaching you?
He only got mad at me.
That's not true.
And then one time I did one bad snap, and he was like, okay, that's done. And then he wouldn't put me in offense for the next like 5 times.
Really?
Yes.
You were snapping it too? That's what my son does.
Listen, no favorites here. No favorites here. If your parent is coaching in our family, then the kid usually gets the brunt end of it. Like the not the brunt, but like he, you know, I think we probably go, some parents, if they coach their kid, might like go the extra mile to be sure they get the most playing time or they get the most. I think with us, it's the complete opposite. We're like, you're the first one on the bench. You're the one that's probably going to get.
You know, their parents won't get mad at you if you put them on the bench.
Frustrations. Well, it's like, because you can show your crazy to your own kids, right? Yeah. You can show your frustration, all that. But like to other kids, you got to keep it cool. Like they're not my kids. But,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's part of it. But that's part of your parents coaching. But also, too, it's part of, you should be grateful that your parents want to coach and want to be involved in your sports, right?
Sure. Good answer. Okay, good answer.
Yeah, exactly what I told him to say.
But so, okay, wait, real quick though. What do you feel like girls in general are locked in a little bit more to NFL and the Chiefs because of Taylor? Are people talking about it a lot?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. It's so fun, I think. And I love how it's pulled everybody in. But I felt bad for Jason Kelce, which is what I wanted to get to. Because of the phone thing. And I was watching Monday Night Football last night.
We should probably cover this in what's on our feed.
Okay.
It's been all over the feed.
It's been all over the feed.
Yeah.
And okay. Then, so we're going to get to that and our other one, too. We've got some hot topics on our feed.
We're going to go over it.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. It's kind of crazy. Okay, so we'll get to that and what's on our feed, which is now brought to us by our friends over at Early Bird. And we have a visual today. I brought some for Danny because he has been, you know, on the dumb zone a lot. And they're also working with Early Bird. And so I think he's tried some and he's heard the guys raving about them. And I said, I got you. I got you. And everybody that tries them loves them. They are awesome. It's just basically a way to kind of chill out at the end of the day. When you have a million things on your mind and you just kind of need to relax, it's a perfect little gummy just for that. It's a little bit of a magical gummy. There is a microdose of THC that comes from hemp in this. It's the core feature of the gummies, which kind of sets them apart from some of the others because there's a lot of CBD gummy stuff out there on the market. But this one is a little bit different. It just has that little bit of extra something in it that kind of helps you chill out. And we love them. I've got a lot of moms turned on to them now in our neighborhood. And we just love our partnership with them. And we love using the Early Birds. Mom Game 20 is the code. And you can save 20% off of your first order online. It is a new code. So if you've used it, it won't work for you again. But if you haven't used it before, go do it. Mom Game 20, get you some Early Bird, earlybirdcbd.com.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of a, it's supposed to be like a week long cleanse. You're still eat whatever. I'm doing kind of my own version, modified version. So like I just had wine the last few nights and popped a couple Early Birds when it was just about time. It's greatness. Okay, let's talk about the Jason Kelce thing. Wait, water? You need water?
Okay. I have your.
Oh.
Does it have lemon?
It does have lemon.
And there's water bottles in the fridge too. You can always, if you want to hop up and get one, Hattie.
If you want some out of the fridge, you can.
So Monday Night Football's last night, Jason Kelce had to address the whole phone situation.
Yeah, so happened. Phil, I guess we need to fill Hattie in minus the terrible word that was used.
Yeah, well, you know, I just can't imagine what it's like to all of a sudden be so famous when you're not the one that like did anything. So it's his brother, yes, obviously, that's dating Taylor.
But but he's going to be he's a Hall of Fame center.
Yes. Yeah, but he doesn't have people flocking to him for autographs.
So he's gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah, he was like a good level of fame, and now it's like skyrocketed to where everybody wants a piece of him and wants to take his picture when he walks by, and it's like paparazzi status, which I imagine is kind of crazy.
Annoying
to wrap your head around and really annoying. So he was leaving a game. I think it was at a college football game.
Yeah, wherever they were.
Penn State,
Ohio State, I think.
Yeah. And so he was walking out, and of course everyone's trying to get a picture of him, yelling at him, and somebody yells, Jason.
It was not even Jay, like it was Kelsey, like this.
Yeah.
You could tell it was like a dumb punk college kid, I'm assuming. If not, that was the impression that it gave. Dumb college kid going, Kelsey, and like, I don't know, saying something. And then
what's it like to have a blank brother?
Yes. A bad word, called him a very bad name.
Yeah. A blank brother dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he hears stuff like that a lot, but for whatever reason, maybe a couple cocktails or whatever, he was liquid courage and couldn't contain himself and just went over to the guy. And I mean, he could have punched his lights out, but he just grabbed the phone out of his hand because the guy was recording him as he asked him this question, because he wanted to have a video
that's going viral. Yes, that's another thing that's wrong with our society. It's like, let me poke this bear enough and get it on camera so I can get a reaction out of him.
Yeah.
And then I can put it on the internet and it can go viral. And it's gross.
It's gross. Very gross. And so that's obvious that's what that person was doing. So Jason just grabbed his phone and threw it down onto the ground and said, who's the blank now?
Yeah.
Like back in his face, and just kind of walked off. And it was funny because that quickly went viral. Someone, you know, a lot of people had their phones out, and so there were videos of it. And all of the reaction, I was like, when I saw that happen, I was like, because I'm not even on X or anything very much anymore, like we've talked about. But every once in a while, so first of all, I'm not even on there. And when I am on there, I might like glaze over something, but it's rare that I like click on it and like read it and like really dive into whatever it is, just because I'm trying to move on to the next thing. But I saw that clip and I was like, oh my gosh, what happened with Jason Kelsey? And so then I immediately wanted to read all the comments. And most people were like, good for him.
Yeah.
For like standing up for himself and showing people that they can't just talk to celebrities that way.
And I think that he would have got, I think that he, like 100, not 100, but the vast majority of people would have been on his side if he would have left that one word out. He used the same word that other guy used that was not okay. And if he would have left that out, I think the support would have been even more overwhelmingly in his favor. But yeah, it's like, I mean, if someone was yelling at me and doing, I mean, I don't know that I would physically hurt them, but I'm not going to show my best self. I mean, I
know
I would like to think that I could control my emotions and that I could, and you teach your kids to walk away from situations like that. But sometimes it's like, you don't really feel like there's a way out. And also, too, it's like, at what point do I just, you know, ignore and take the high road, so to speak, and also stand up for myself or my family or whatever like that?
And it's always worse if they're talking about your brother, like your brother or your sibling or your kids.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Yell whatever you want about me. But like, I could see why he just couldn't take that one.
Right.
Like it was a terrible word. It was talking about his brother, Travis. Yes. And you know, Taylor went through all that, and I'm sure still goes through that every time she goes to a game. People just yell things at her. And last year it was a deal, you know, the Brad's dads and Chad's and that whole thing. But I feel like it's like just a toxic environment at a football game.
Yeah.
And then you put like plop these celebrities and the Taylor Swift affiliation into a football game, and it's like just kind of a bad combination. And I hate that they just have to get yelled at just to go support Travis. But it was initially people were kind of like, what I mostly saw, because you couldn't really hear him say the word back very clearly.
Yeah.
You could if you really listened. But people were kind of like, yeah, way to go. You know, it's about time someone just like showed these people that you can't just scream at celebrities and get away with it.
Right.
But then I turned on Monday Night Football last night. Now he's a commentator on Monday Night Football. Of course, he goes straight from retirement into like a giant broadcasting gig. And he's really good at it.
Yes.
And right off the top of the show, it was like Scott Van Pelt. And he's like, welcome Monday Night Football, Jason Kelsey. I think you have some things that you want to say. So here's the floor. So it was obvious. I kind of just wonder behind the scenes, like if it was ESPN that was like, you got to make an apology, or if it was knowing Jason. So,
I didn't know you guys were so tight.
Yeah, we're very tight. I'm very tight with all Taylor, anybody in her circle.
Yes,
we're very close.
You're Swift Stan. Yes,
they don't know it, but we are. So knowing him, like, I can imagine just seeing that thing go viral. He was like, "Oh my gosh, I can't wait to like just talk about this and get it off my chest." I think that's how a lot of us would probably be.
Yeah.
But I also wonder if ESPN was like, "Hey, you're a professional broadcaster now that we're paying like under our ABC, Disney, ESPN."
Yeah.
And we know they've fired people recently for being outspoken about certain things. And so, but it did seem like it was from the heart, and it wasn't even necessarily in a big, "I'm sorry, I have wronged."
No, it was basically like an explanation of it. Yeah. You said my emotions got the best of me and that it happens. Do I think he would have used that word had it not been said to him first? Absolutely not.
Right.
And so I think that in this cancel culture that we live in, it is nice to see to let some things play out and to before you just come in as a company and be like, "You're done. You can't. You said that or uttered that word and it was caught on camera and we have to get rid of you." So I don't know. I mean, these are crazy times we're living in. And as a mother with, an 11-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son, it is terrifying because it's like you have got to be so careful of the things that you say, the people you surround yourself with. It's just because you have one moment where you say something,
it'll haunt you.
It could haunt you forever. And it could be in context. It could be out of context. It could be, stuff that they don't know at that age, they don't know. I mean, you get to a certain age and you do know, but there are certain things that you hear at school, you hear among, friends or whatever, that maybe those things are okay to say in their house, but they're not okay to say in our house. And you just wonder in this day and age, it's terrifying. And I try to tell my kids all the time about how, careful you have to be and how, the words that you use can be hurtful. And you have to be so careful of that because I know who my kids are. I know who I am or whatever. But other people, if they were to hear Hattie say something like that, I mean, they would be like, "Well, I mean, obviously they're saying that in the McCoy house." Like,
right.
You know what I mean? It's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, mine are, 6 and 9 and they've started learning about cuss words. Like, that's why when y'all were talking about you cussing in front of her and stuff, whether you do or don't, it made me think about that because we're right on the cusp of it. And when your kids start to know those words, it's weird. It's scary.
It is weird.
Yeah. I feel like it's usually a few kids maybe that learn it and bring it to school.
Well, and it's a lot of times when parents have older or when kids have older siblings, and then it kind of becomes a little more lackadaisical. I don't want my kids dropping F-bombs at my house. But I understand if there's, the older they get and there's a crap or I don't know. I mean, it's just, we'll figure that out as we go, but, I don't know.
Is it cool to use bad words?
Oh, they think it's hilarious.
I just don't want it to, if we could just change the words, not cool to do the bad things.
Right. But it clearly
is cool to do the bad things and use bad words?
Bad words are funny. It's like cussing and
that's
farting.
That's a hard question. I'm sorry.
It's like farting. Like farting will always be funny to kids her age and to even Henry's age. Like,
I mean, it's funny to us.
I mean, I guess so. True. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know. But for kids, I just feel like it just is never, it never gets old. Like hearing a cuss word or a fart. Like it's just like, yeah, this is amazing. Like Hattie used to say, remember, you'd be like, "Can I say a bad word? Can I say a bad word? Can I say a bad word? Can I say a bad word?" And I'd be like, "No." And then she would beat me into submission. And I'm like, "Okay, fine." And then she would say a bad word. And then, yay! So funny.
Because Anna heard her. Anna said her first bad word to me, my 6-year-old. Like, she didn't know what she was saying. But, she heard it. Ryder either heard it and, he was talking about it. They talk about the bad words. They don't use bad words, right? Because they don't even know how to use it or wouldn't.
Context is very important.
Yes. But she, Ryder was talking about it, and Ryder still said, he said freaking, or, I say, "Ryder, don't even say that because that's alluding to a word that I don't even want you to have in your vocabulary." He's 9. He's just, right. In my mind, shouldn't. So I don't even like him saying that. And then Anna's like, "Oh, I know it. It's, and said it." Like, said the F word.
So she went hard to the paint with the F bomb.
Yeah.
Like, first one.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, but she had no idea what she said. Right. It just like she would say, I love you, mom.
Right.
Or the dog is hungry. Like, she just said it like it was no anything because she doesn't know.
Yeah.
But she knew what he was abbreviating the word for.
Yeah.
So I just like, I stopped in my, I was like, what in, like, it was an out of body moment. Like, my sweet little 6-year-old girl just said the F word.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing, you know? I was like, what? I've got to stop. However this is happening, I have to make it stop. Like, where is this coming from?
Good luck on making it stop. Good luck on that,
Ace. Oh, gosh. I need to.
Where do you hear cuss word? I mean, I don't. And again, can we please clarify? I don't cuss all the time around you. I mean, every once in a while, I will say something, but I don't.
Well, like, I just hear it when you're talking to, like, Miss Lisa or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's throw Miss Lisa under the bus then. Sorry,
well,
Lisa.
Well, that's what Ryder said, because I was asking him, and he's like, on Halloween, I think, because I've been doing this experiment, like, exactly what we're talking about. Like, where do you hear it?
Yeah.
And I asked him, like, when you were out trick-or-treating, did you hear it? And he was like, yeah, I heard it a lot. Like, I was like, from who? And he was like, adults.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
And then he was like, and I hear Dad say it all the time.
Yeah. Well, and then I hear it, like, we were at a middle school football game last night, and I heard it from kids. You know, it's like, so it just feels like it's everywhere. Where else do you hear it? Are they
Harry?
Saying, okay.
Quiet.
Okay, so let's not throw our friends under the bus.
And they're
here.
Right at that age where, like, when someone starts to do it, it becomes cool to do it. And then, you know, I think that's just normal.
Okay, what about at your school?
Childhood.
Is it happening at your school?
Max A.
Okay, let's not name. I'm just going to edit that out.
But so it's usually like one or two people that will kind of start it.
I don't know who he is or who his mother is, but I apologize in advance. but yeah, it is, it's kind of like the forbidden fruit. It's the thing you can't, that, you know,
once you learn that they exist. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy but also too, in my opinion, huge difference in cuss words and racial or homophobic slurs.
Oh yeah.
I mean, huge to apples and oranges in my opinion. So that's a story that's a topic for another day, but
it's interesting. I like having a kid here. It's like we're getting some insight.
I know we are getting some insight.
I like it.
Okay. What else do we have to discuss? It is election day.
You already voted.
I early voted. Why? I can't talk at all today.
Early bird.
Maybe that's what my mind's on. So you have or haven't voted?
Uh-uh.
You haven't?
No. I'm feeling all the pressure.
The odds of you voting at
this
point are so slim.
Right?
There is zero chance you're voting.
That's mean.
That is so accurate. There's no way.
You don't think I want to make my voice heard?
I do.
For
but
America?
There is no.
We earned the right to vote, Emily.
Zero chance.
Women, whatever amendment.
Hattie, what amendment is it?
Women's
amendment constitution?
No, the what amendment gave women the right to vote?
Rosa Parks?
Okay. It's history. History. We're getting a little
40
crowded. It's
fifth.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh my.
You were acting like I was dumb.
Oh no, I don't know either. Are there 45 amendments?
I don't know, man.
I thought there was like 12.
I was thinking of presidents probably. How many amendments are there?
Stay tuned to the Mom Game for more educational, political
with women's rights and suffrage. No, I'm like, Hattie, I'm just saying words. Suffrage is
19.
19th Amendment. How many?
19th Amendment.
19th Amendment is what
we worked hard for this.
You did.
Damn it.
I know.
And you think I'm
1920.
In
1920, they worked very hard for this.
Okay.
My ancestors.
Yes, they did.
My grandma's grandma.
Julie, I just know.
Or mom. Or
I know you well enough to know that.
You think I'm not going to bring my A to the polls and.
You're going to take your A. You're going to drive your A by the pole. You're going to see the line and you're going to turn around so fast.
I want my voice heard.
Okay. Well,
I know it's just one of millions, but it matters.
Okay.
And I am shocked that you would say otherwise.
The kids are out of school. There's zero chance you're making it to the polls.
I am going as soon as we're done with the show.
I hope you do.
I'm going to make my voice heard.
This is called reverse psychology. I'm doing this to guilt you into voting.
Mm-hmm. It is funny. I have like random people texting me like, go vote, Julie. Like, make sure you vote. I'm like, why is everyone texting me this?
I know.
Does everyone get harassed about voting?
Well,
or is it just me?
It's people know you and they love you. And they love our country and the 19th Amendment that happened in 1920.
Well, I told Kelly, because he's Canadian. He can't vote.
Oh, is he not a citizen?
No.
What's up with that?
He's an alien. I am married to an alien.
Careful.
What?
Border stuff. Where are you going with this?
He really is. Like it said.
Do they care about, no, do people don't care about the northern border? Just the,
yeah.
Just the southern border?
I guess. But he is a permanent resident. He is not a citizen.
Okay.
Of the United States. So he has a green card.
But he can't vote.
Thank you. Okay. He can't vote.
So he's elite, but he's a legal alien.
He should have figured out how to become a citizen by now, so he could vote and all the things. Clearly, he was going to at one point. It's like all the Canadian coaches eventually do, and they are going to do it together.
Yeah,
but he didn't. It costs money, and you have to study.
Oh,
you have to pass a test.
Well, as it should be,
of course. But if you were the one having to do it, I could see why you don't do it. Because who wants to sign themselves up and pay for a test?
Listen,
as an
adult, you ever move to a different country, you're not going to become a citizen. Now I'm just piling on.
You don't think I can do anything.
Well, you called me out for our photo shoot, so I just felt like it was.
I did. We should talk about
tit for tat.
Our photo shoot too. But anyway, yeah, I told Kelly, who can't vote, I was like, I'm not feeling the magnetic pull to the voting place to vote because I don't have a big, strong feeling about anything.
I have strong feelings about both. They're both, it's awful.
Exactly.
They're both gross.
That's what I'm
saying. Can't deal.
Like
the whole thing.
I don't know they're both gross. I'm not going to say they're both gross. I think.
No, I mean.
But regardless, I just am not feeling
okay, not people in particular.
Yes.
Both sides.
Yes.
That, let me say that. Clarify. Not people. Both sides. The whole thing is gross. It gives me anxiety thinking about it.
Me too. And so it's not that I don't care. It's that I'm not feeling like.
I know.
I
know.
But there's other things I need to go vote for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's funny, Hattie did ask me, I think I told you this, maybe I said this already even on the show. She said, Mom, when are we going to know who the president is? And I was like, hopefully by Christmas, honey.
But isn't it it could be tomorrow?
It could be.
I forget how this works.
But don't you.
Tonight. It said that on the news.
It said it on the news.
It's like the midnight thing, right? Like,
well, but it should be. But when's the last time?
Chad.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, it's crazy. It's somebody that one side's going to win. The other side's going to call BS. And then they're going to have voter fraud. And I didn't get my mail-in ballot.
And I guess by the time this airs, this will all be a moot point. We might have a president.
We could have a president.
I mean,
by
new
when?
President.
Huh?
By when?
But we could have a president by tonight, depending. But it seems like it's going to be too close.
Wait, what do I watch it on?
You can watch the news. Oh, okay.
But the news should be safe.
No, the news will be pretty safe tonight.
The political ads are the ones we've talked about.
Oh.
And you know what? And it keeps happening. It was happening last night. And Ryder gets so, he's very interested. Do you watch?
Yeah.
The political ads just pop up. And
because you're watching football.
Mean to each other.
Yeah. It's awful.
Yes. And Ryder.
And saying ridiculously outlandish stuff that I'm like, who actually believes that this is a factual statement?
We don't talk to each
other that way. No.
And we preached our kids not to talk to each other that way. And I thought it was interesting because Ryder said, he told me who he would vote for.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool that he'd been listening, I guess, to the political ads or whatever. But he's like, Mom, I'm going to vote for the person that hasn't said anything terrible that I've heard.
Yeah.
I want to vote for the kind one.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not just talking about president or whatever, but that's how he would pick. And I'm like, okay, that's good for kids. Like, if that's where your brain's at, that's how we should all be. So why are we accepting these?
I'm wondering where Ryder found someone that has kind political ads. Just kidding.
Well, some aren't as bad as others. So,
yeah, it's relative.
Yeah,
it's relative. Yeah, it's a lot. And then the things that they talk about, and it would be one thing if it was, you know, this was in, you know, after hours or news programs. But when they're popping it up and during college football games,
yes,
and
it's all the football
and football games,
that's where the eyeballs are.
Yeah, it's just real weird. But it does open up dialogue and conversations. And I remember when I went to the day I went to vote last week, and I dropped Henry off at school and told him I was going, had a meeting, and then I was going to go vote. And he asked me who I was going to vote for, and I told him who I was going to vote for, and I explained the thought process of why, and also explained to him the thought process of that everyone has different experiences, and the way I see things isn't necessarily the way that your teacher sees things or Miss Julie or, you know, anybody. We all have different experiences, and it's everyone's right to vote for who they decide. And
you know, I just don't feel like people should be criticized for who they vote for one side or the other. Like, that's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Didn't you say no political talk?
I did say that. I did. I told Daddy no political talk. Although someone did hang some political banners on our fence. I got a picture, which is funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, because we have pretty strict, like, no political posters policies in our house. Unless it's like a personal friend. We've had a couple people run for office that were our friends.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the political ads to be over. It's a huge prayer and hope that, you know, whatever happens, everyone will accept the results and we will all move on as one big happy nation. What are the odds of that happening? Slim.
I just hope it doesn't get like really bad. That's all. You know, I'm like, can we just let's move forward and all be adults?
Okay. We should talk about, well, first of all, before we go to TMG happenings, we're going to save all our Tackle Box stuff for next week because there's some Tackle Box stuff I don't really want to talk about with Hattie sitting right here.
Tackle Box.
It's just stuff that we save to talk about for later.
Tackle Box topics. Is probably rated.
It's growing. It is. Yeah.
Can I read?
Yeah, no, you can't read it. Hats, what do you have anything else that you want to add or ask or talk about with me and Miss Julie? You didn't drop any like stop the cap.
Because you talk to me like with 20 words.
Okay. What does that mean?
Like barely any.
Okay. Oh, this is your time to shine, Big Back. You know what Big Back is?
No.
Tell her.
What is it?
It's like Henry.
He does not have a big back. It's like a big gyat.
Oh. No,
it's not? I thought it was a big butt.
Did I tell you that?
What is it?
Did I tell you it meant that?
Yes. What is big back? Stop holding out on me.
You like threw it out there so confidently.
I did.
She was so proud. What is it, Hattie? Tell us.
What's big back?
Like queso.
Queso?
What is that?
Cheese?
You know what queso is?
Who's queso? Is it a person or a thing?
I'll show you a picture.
Who's queso? Okay. And then there's another one she's been saying. Okay. Stop the cap's a big one.
Writers big started back. Saying that.
Stop the cap, big back, and what else? I mean, so many bros. Just
oh my gosh. Do you and your girlfriends bro each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I asked her, I was like, are you gonna talk like you talk to me if you come on the mom game, or are you gonna talk normal? She was like, oh, I'm totally gonna talk bro. Ah!
Like that.
Who is that?
Queso.
Who is Queso? Where'd you find him?
He's a streamer.
Oh my gosh. So queso. They're all
and so he does he call himself Big Back?
Big back means you like eat a lot and you're a Big Mac. You eat Big Macs a lot.
Okay.
Is it kind of like you're heavy? Like
big
you
back.
Have a big butt?
Big back.
So
big
it was
Mac.
Like Kim Kardashian.
Well, so I wasn't
big
totally
back,
off base.
Like someone with a big butt?
No.
No?
Someone that's just like large.
Large? They call them Big Back?
So they're large, but it's not necessarily but large.
Big back. Okay.
They're just generally
comes
large.
From queso.
Like queso.
Okay. Well, I hope you don't call people
what
that.
Is it, what is queso stream?
I don't know. He just like plays.
Plays video games?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you just get into Fortnite?
Oh.
Yeah. What do you like about Fortnite?
Fortnite? Play with Hideto.
Hideto. She has this. Is he a foreign exchange student or they live here?
They live here.
They live here. They came from, where'd they come from?
Japan.
And Hideto was in when I went and filled in Hattie's class or subbed or whatever. And Hideto was in there. Well, I mean, I volunteered for like an hour. And so they had to do like a quiz or something. And Hideto is super, super smart. But he knows some English, but not a ton. So they're really sweet to him. Like, and so anyway, I figured out why they were sweet to him is because he finishes the quiz and then he helps them all. That's not why they're sweet. But now they like... He's like their buddy, Hideto is, and he's super cute. Yeah, he's awesome. All right, anything else we have?
So that's why you Fortnite.
What are we having for lunch?
What are we having for lunch? I don't know.
Are you hungry? I am too.
That's her.
What are we having for lunch?
I don't know, but every time I pick her up from school, and it's so much pressure because I know she's going to ask what we're having for dinner. And I'm like, but we're having spaghetti tonight for dinner.
Maybe you could come up with a menu of things you want and then see.
How about things she can make?
Yeah, things she can make.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh.
So I'm giving you... Will it be accurate every week?
If you're making it, sure.
Or like one day a week?
Make everything.
One day a week you could do dinner, right? It'd be kind of fun.
Good idea, Miss Julie.
Yeah.
I like it.
And the YouTube channel, I'm just all full of these ideas for Hattie.
Here we go.
I know.
Okay, we need to get to our guests, but before we do that, Hattie, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Can you...
Wait, can I see the tackle box?
Let me see.
The tackle box is always inappropriate, Hattie. I'm
no, afraid. We don't. That's, you can, it's fine.
Is it okay?
It's pretty PG.
Okay.
All right.
What's butt stuff?
Okay. Forgot that one was on there.
What's when moms need to have a talk?
Okay.
What's the little
quotation marks? Okay. Listen, kid. Give me my notes back.
Can she do a preview for next week's show of going through the tackle box?
Okay. Hattie, preview next week's show by reading off the tackle box.
First, we have butt stuff. Then we have when do moms need to have a talk?
Quotation marks.
Mm-hmm. And then
egregious
husband crimes.
Okay, what are those?
No,
what are the things listed under egregious husband crimes?
Nothing.
There are things under there.
Yeah, there's some bullet
stuff. Cheap TP in bulk. What does that mean?
Okay, go ahead.
Man gear everywhere. Okay.
Parenting Emmy. Julie added that one.
An Emmy for parenting.
Okay, so that's what we're gonna talk
next
about
week.
All those things next week. Be sure and stay tuned. Hattie will not be here.
What's toilet stuff?
You know, like if dad,
we laugh at dumb things.
So
too,
like
Hattie.
If dad uses the toilet and he doesn't lift the seat up, he leaves it down. Mm-hmm. And then gets pee on it and then doesn't wipe it off. And then you sit in that.
And then you have pee on your...
And then you have pee on your...
Yeah.
So, but here's another problem. So...
Did I do okay? Was it good?
When I was pregnant with you, one time though, dad put the seat up. So this is where I run into a problem because dad put the seat up and it was in the middle of the night and I went to go to the bathroom... And I fell in. So he did what he was supposed to do. He pulled the seat.
Took a little dip.
He took the seat up.
He
right?
went for a
right.
swim.
So he was doing the right thing. He lifted the seat up, but then he went to the bathroom and then forgot to put the seat back down. And so when I went, it was like dark and I'm just going by feel and I sit down and the seat's not there. And so I just... Yeah, my Giat took a dip. So it's like...
How'd you get back out?
Well, I mean, it's not that deep.
She didn't like fall.
Yeah, I mean, like...
And then you just hear her voice coming out of the drain.
Help!
So, I'm stuck in the drain.
So it's like, what's the lesser of two evils?
Would you save your mom if she was stuck in the toilet? Or would you let her squirm?
Okay, here's a question. Off topic. We're going to get... Okay, we got to wrap it up. But right fast. What happens if... Okay, a porta potty. Let's just say like at a football game, there's porta potties. You drop your phone in the porta potty. Are you diving after it?
No.
Not at all? Like you're,
I'll pay someone to do it. There was this... When I was tailgating with council, there was this girl, so we were all waiting. It was me, council, and Blake, and we were all waiting for the porta potty, and this girl comes out, like, she was, like, panting, and then she said, I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Okay. Was it just one person came out of the porta potty? Okay, good.
And then she was like, and then we said, why? And she said, I just wouldn't. And then she walked off. And then we looked in there, and there was like brown stuff all
no
everywhere on. And
what did
ceiling.
She do?
It was like on the ceiling.
No.
Yes.
That's awful.
Gross.
Oh, I got a little worried with the porta potty and the panting thing.
She was painting.
No, I just thought maybe if I don't know why someone would be painting coming out of the porta potty. Okay. TMG happenings, and then we'll get to our guest.
TMG happenings. This one is a first time we're announcing this here on the show, and this is a big event upcoming with our friends over at Baylor Scott & White. And it is actually one we've kind of passed the baton to the Dumb Zone for this particular event, which is going to be out at Globe Life Field. It's coming up this Saturday, November 16th, and this is for men, if you're listening, or women. Is that my phone? Yes. Jeez.
Oh.
If you're a man and you're listening, this is for you. If you're a woman and you're listening, please maybe tell your husband, because this is really cool. It's a men's health event, a men's wellness event coming up where you can actually get screenings for all of the stuff. If you're a man, 18 and up, to go out to this event, and Baylor is going to do the screenings for you. You can knock it all out, get it off of your to-do list, any worries in the back of your head about maybe something that's up, something you have questions about, come to this event because it's also going to be fun. It is out at Globe Life Field, and it is going to feature the Dumb Zone. They're going to be out there on Saturday doing a live remote show. They're also going to have opportunities there for people to go out on the field and pitch with the radar gun and see how fast you can throw the ball. Isn't that cool, Hattie? And you can bring your kids. We did ask and make sure you can bring your kids out to this, and it is all free. Parking is free. Everything's free. You can do stadium tours out at Globe Life Field, and of course, go hang out with Dan and Jake. And then Jasmine from No Puppet Productions is going to be moderating a panel of doctors. And so you're going to get knowledge, you're going to get fun, you're going to get screenings, you're going to have a chance to listen to Dan and Jake. So we are really hoping for a great turnout for this event. This is a big partner of the Mom Games that we're sharing with them, and I hope they
kick it
out of the ballpark for them.
Look at that.
Knock it out of the park, Dumb Zone. And y'all, if you're listening, please go out there and support. And like I said, you can actually get your screenings there. Isn't that cool? Like, for men to get their health screenings on site, so they don't have to go see the doctor and wait in the waiting room and deal with insurance. Like, you can do it all at this event.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So it's very cool. It's this Saturday, again, from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And we are going to put an RSVP link in our bio on social media. And we will tell you all about how to RSVP in our social media channels.
Yes. Okay. Anything else on TMG happenings?
I did have one other thing on TMG happenings. So I talked a couple of weeks ago about the Grace Lawn Car Foundation, and their event got postponed due to weather, but they're having a really cool like barrel racing fundraiser, and they're looking for teens to volunteer. And if you haven't heard of the Grace Lawn Car Foundation, it's really relevant, I feel like, in our world right now. They're on a mission to reduce the suicide rate among North Texas teens and young adults. And they do this by providing education, support, resources, and financial aid to teens and young adults, caregivers, and suicide survivors. It's and Grace Longcar is somebody who struggled with depression, and her dad was a very relevant lawyer in town. You might have heard those Longcar, Strong Arm, all those commercials. And it was a big deal when this happened. And they've created this foundation in her honor to try and make sure that nobody else falls into this same situation. If you're interested in just being involved with this foundation at all, you can reach out to me and I'll help connect you. But Jennifer Eckert is the director of the Grace Longcar Foundation. You can reach out to her too. JECKERT at gracelawncarfoundation.org, or just reach out to me and I can connect you. They're looking for teen volunteers for this event. And if you have a teen that needs some community service hours, you can get that this way. And then if you just want to get involved and help out, I think this is an awesome foundation and a great cause that we're just kind of helping to spread the word about here on the Mom Game.
Okay, that's it for TMG happenings.
That's it for TMG happenings.
Okay, well, that means,
speaking of guests, I was going to say North Texas Food Bank. That means it's time for something else.
At Fourth Season Consulting, we're your IT partner all year round. From web design and hosting to full-service IT support, we help businesses of all sizes, whether you need us for an hour or a year. Focus on your business. We'll take care of the tech. Visit fourthsc.com.
And the moment has arrived. We have been talking about this woman and her company over the last several weeks here on The Mom Game. She is our marketing team. She is Audrey Dollins of Audrey Dollins Media. Audrey, we're so happy you are here in studio with us to kind of just talk about your journey and what you can do for brands like ours, companies like ours. And we're just super happy to have you. This is our first time meeting in person. We've done Zooms and phone calls and all that stuff. So we're happy to have you in the Mom Game Studios.
I'm happy to be here. Y'all are so fabulous. I feel like I've known y'all forever, and now that we're in person, it's so great.
Yeah.
I know.
Give us an overview, I guess, first of all, of like what Audrey Dolan's Media can do for somebody.
So how I approach it is, in the world of social media, we are the call to action. So we're the monetized marketing management firm that helps when you go online, when they are clicking, when they are following, we're building all of the back end items that they're clicking. So they have a place to go. So that's whether it's a website, a newsletter, it's shopping, it's being educated, where they can listen to you. So all of the marketing trails that lead us to your podcast and to get to know who the amazing people like yourselves are, other brands, and shops. So we're kind of that funnel. I think it's named so many things now because there's so much digital content out there. And we just create that digital process and then provide that support, because there are so many platforms that you can be on. And we just help to do that for everyone.
And for you, tell us your background. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? What was your background in? And how'd you end up here?
So I grew up, I was born in Arlington, Texas. And everybody asks me where I'm from. I'm like, I'm from here. I don't know why I sound like this. I just do. I moved to Kansas, and I answered a question right from the teacher, and this guy in my class was like, dang, you're smarter than you sound. And I'm like, oh, uh-huh. I promise I am. But no, born and raised in Arlington, and just, you know, I kind of did that backwards way. I went to college. I just didn't attend.
That happens to quite a few people.
And my,
which college?
Well, I went to Texas A&M, but just never like made
just
it.
Just went to class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you went to College Station.
Yes.
There we go.
I went to College Station.
There you go. There you go.
I had roommates, just never.
You lived the experience.
Yes. I experienced college.
Which is really the best part. Yes. I mean, the rest is just details.
Yeah. It gave me character. Uh-huh. And then with that, had my kids young at 20 and started a family and just did, you know, went that route. And then I was building a house and I wanted a pretty photo on top of my mantle, and I was getting prices for photography. The prices were crazy, and I just wanted one beautiful photo that wasn't like an Owen Mills, you know, like those old photos.
Owen Mills, yes.
Like, I didn't want an old photo. I wanted like a scenic photo, and it was like, I got a quote for $1,000 at the time, and this was several 20 years ago. And my husband at the time was like, just go buy a camera and take your own photos. And so it just sparked something in me. I owned an online boutique, and I just liked the process. And so I had built out this online boutique. I knew the content that needed. And at the time, Facebook, it's embarrassing that I get the reminder that I've been on Facebook for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
It was on MySpace. Like,
yeah.
And so I just was using that channel to really market the boutique, sold it, and made money off of it, the boutique itself, even the website, and just kind of learned that, and then grew into a full-fledged six-figure photography business, and met a creator that had a blog so many years ago, and just really opened my eyes to the business of influencers. I love business, always have like educated myself on it, and then the school of Google is where I went, and then with all of that experience working with this one influencer, just kept growing, you know, and my understanding of the need for brands and that relatable content with creators. And then realized, like everyone did during, are we allowed to say the word COVID? I don't know if it's allowed.
It is.
I just really, it yes. gives me the cringe. But it slowed me down enough to build the foundation of AD Media to support influencers, brands, and all of the things that come behind it. I mean, you guys know how busy you are and the content and the production of it. And so we just built that foundation to provide the support for it and the education behind it. I think that's what I pride myself too, is really understanding the process and the education behind it and having people that support you that know what to do, because we're so busy. We can't think.
Yes,
we need someone to think for us and tell me if this looks cool.
Right.
That's what I always tell my team, like, is this cool? No? Do we even say the word cool? Like, I don't know. So we try to stay on the trends and support through all of the digital processes that is provided. So that's a little bit of a crazy story.
And tell us about your family.
Kids.
Yes. So my son is about to be 21. He's in the Air Force in North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. A thing. That's
Bar, a thing. Yeah. And I can't believe you have a 21, almost
no
21
kidding.
Yeah.
No.
I went to college.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 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 You lived it.
And then my daughter is 15, about to be 16 in January. So, and she is she plays select softball. So that's our life on the weekends. They're great. My son, Presley, and my daughter, Scarlett. And then my husband, Jason, bless him.
Bless all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has the patience and kindness and so he kind of keeps us all together.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And
that's so fun.
Dogs.
I was like prepared when you said bless him. I thought you were going to be like, I met him and he had 17 kids and he brought him to the picture. Like,
no.
I had this whole other thing. Like,
no, he has no kids.
Okay.
My kids are his kids.
That's awesome.
And he came in has the best family.
It sounds like you got a good one.
Good guy.
And he can handle the business owner side of it too, because it does make you a little crazy. Yeah, mommy makes
you
crazy.
Flares, I'm yeah. like,
oh. So like this is what I've decided. Momming makes you crazy. Owning a business makes you crazy. And when you do both, like, God bless your soul.
Yeah. Yes.
God bless your soul. I can't drive without getting lost right now. Like, it's very bad.
I did on the way here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think that's right, but I'm going to pass it.
Yeah.
To confirm that that was right.
Yeah, I just need to make sure of things. You want to be certain.
Yeah.
When you look at, you had the previous experience with the online boutique. How different is this space than like a tangible goods space?
Yes. So it's a lot of communication, a lot more communication and making sure that you're clear. So kind of like a misread text. And so I think that's where the scary part is. It can be one letter or one thing that could send it in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so the great thing is I love that you said the boutique, because other experiences that we had, and I kind of jumped over that. My husband and I owned a wedding and event venue in the downtown square of Sulphur Springs. And we sold it June of 2019. And then we owned a cupcakery at Firewheel. I cannot bake, just so y'all know. So we owned a franchise, Small Cakes.
I've heard of Small Cakes.
Small Cakes in Garland at Firewheel.
Yeah.
And then we sold that October 2019. Now, they were doing great, and they made it through COVID, but we didn't know that COVID was going to happen. And we sold two things. So with
that, there wasn't a whole lot of weddings going on in 2020.
And then there wasn't a whole lot
But right before, I feel like there were a bunch of event venues. That was a really good time.
It was a good time.
A lot of wedding venues. Yeah.
And so we were so lucky. But I guess me circling back to those is those experiences and the demand on owning companies and having to make them successful. I think it's the impact of the emotional connection and respecting the people on the other side that we're working with, because they're sacrificing so much. And so although all of our things are digital and it may be a social graphic, we know the importance of it. We know what the sacrifices are happening on the other side, because we owned a wedding and event venue. My husband handled that way better than I, because it's like putting on a wedding every weekend for someone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
sounds exhausting.
My heart couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
But he could, because I'm like, those linens are not, they're not ironed or steamed enough. And he's like, you know what? We're going to move that table to the back and bring these up. But my mind, I'm like, those are not steamed. But those details and the importance and the sacrifice that we made away from our kids is what I see on the other side when we're working with people. So we always say your success is our success, because it is. If you win, we win.
Yeah.
And it's just like that we're behind the scenes pushing away, because I hope that we're that small company that we can't handle you and you go on to a big one. And that's what we always say. Like, I can't wait for that to happen, because that
means you did your job.
Yeah. And that your business means something to us. We know the trenches.
Yeah. And I think that that's what was so important for us, and why this is such a good marriage for us, is because we did get to the point where we were both, I mean, you know, Julie's focusing a lot more of her efforts on the mom game and, you know, the whole No Puppet umbrella. But from, you know, when she had a full-time, you know, job.
Yeah.
In addition to this, and then with my schedule and my jobs, multiple, it just was too much. Like, and I've gotten to the point where I am grateful for this, that in my older age, I'm not afraid to say no to things, and that it's, you just kind of have to cut off some stuff, or if not, I will lose my mind. And so for us to just, for, you guys to come in and be like, this is what we're going to do and we're going to take care of this. It allows us to continue to grow and then also keep our focus on what's important, which is providing hopefully what we feel like is good content for our customers, our listeners and our viewers. And mm-hmm. so that's what's been, it's been a godsend for us. Yeah. For sure.
And I think, I mean, just the whole industry, like you said, like the influencer industry, social media, digital media, podcast, like it is exploding if it hasn't already exploded. And so I think a lot of people are maybe in a situation where they're thinking about becoming an influencer or they're thinking about starting a podcast. And I'm just wondering what you tell people is the right time to seek somebody like you out, like because you probably have to get it to a certain point on your own, or, you know, how do you answer that question?
Or do you build from the ground up? Like, how?
So how I always say it, we meet everyone at any season. And it, like anything, I truly believe, and I think it's the foundation of your business mind, but you have to be ready to invest in some type of marketing. I do not want to bash anybody else, but if it's like you're paying for attorney or copyright or anything like that, I would pay for attorney, I'd pay for marketing. And I know that business coaches and coaches are great, but seek out someone that gives you something tangible. So if you only have this amount of dollars, go into any conversation, whether it's me or the kid that you want to hire down the street or any or a teenager that because they know social media, I think that's a great idea. But we work with anybody with any season and any budget, and we kind of work with them on the steps that they need. But what I would really say is just what is your vision and have a game plan and be as precise as you can with your long game, short game and long game, so that when you do speak to someone like us, that you know what you want, even though you're still trying to figure it out. With you guys, we knew you have experience, you have a direction, and you told us that. And then you told us, I'm doing this. And we knew where we needed to fill the gap. And then we kind of found our way as we're going. Because it definitely builds up. You can't do everything right out the gate.
Yeah.
Be open to building up to that. And if your budget is this, I promise we'll make it and we'll grow it and consider like at each step you take.
I think that's a great way to put it. A gap filler. Like filling that gap. And it's funny. I just checked my email right before we started filming. And it has to be because of what y'all have been doing on the back end. But I've gotten three just personal reach outs of because I'm assuming because my social media, whatever, all that's been more prevalent since you guys have come on board, you know, inquiring about collaborations, which I will then in turn just send to you because I don't want to respond. I don't want to mess with it. I send it to you. You figure out if it's worth it. And then we go on from there. So it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I probably got like 10 in the last few minutes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
10 emails of...
Oh, let me check. Oh, wait, I just got 4 more.
So. I don't get any. I'm joking.
No, I like that little... I'm like, oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. a lot of people aren't great with collaborations either.
Yeah.
And I always say this. It is so much easier for me to take like a critique, like maybe a negative critique. It's easier for me to handle that than a compliment.
Yeah.
And it's hard for us to promote ourselves.
Yeah.
It really is of like, oh no, I'm worth this much.
Yeah.
And so I really love collaborations because we can see the digital, you know, impact that you make. But we also like, oh no, I'm not gonna do that. It can come off kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I always like to either play the buffer, you can call me the bad guy or the good guy. I'm just the rule setter. And so that's kind of how we look at collaborations. So if you are getting into collaborations and you're not used to that type of strength or approach, I would say consider us then too, because it's easier to kind of have someone talk for you. And
yeah, it's like, I mean, I talk about this with my baseball girlfriends, and like so many times you're asked to just, you know, can you MC this or can you speak at this? And Julie and I've talked about this, and it's like, you know, for a long time while I was building my brand, I did a lot of stuff for free. And now it's like, no, because I'm getting asked to do too many things now and I can't keep saying yes. And so it's like, I have to make sure it's worth my time and the time that I'm going to spend away from my family and all that kind of stuff to where what, you know, how far am I going to have to drive? How, I mean, you know, because it could be a 1 hour MC event, but if it's an hour from there and then, you know, you start to weigh things a little bit more. And I think there's pride and, you know, I tell my baseball girlfriends, it's like, stop doing shit for free.
Yes.
Stop. Like, stop doing stuff for free. Like, you know, if you have causes that are important to you, like I've got a Bobby Bragan
Foundation Awards dinner on Thursday. I'm on the board. I never charge them for that. That's because that's something that's near and dear to my heart. Same way with the Durrett Foundation. Obviously, everything I do there is free. You know, there are certain organizations that, you know, stuff for Texas Tech. I'll do one thing a year for free. And then I'm like, okay, then after that, then you're going to need to pay me. And it's just part of that. Like this is my good and my service that I've developed for the last 25 years. And it is awkward. I had a Jewish, organization reach out to me. And they had this big, like, I don't know, it's like symposium or something. And we were going back and forth. And I thought, well, I need to tell them that I charge. Like, he said something. We were working on dates. And I said, okay, I should just let you know, like, I do have a speaking engagement fee. And he was like, oh, we don't have that in the budget. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. And I felt bad. And then he threw out, like, well, I mean, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so have spoke. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. But, like, you're asking me to come on a, you know, Sunday morning.
Yeah, and you don't do that to other people in a different career.
I know. It's really,
you know,
strange.
Like, oh, you're an accountant. Will you come over here and just do my taxes real quick?
Right, yeah.
Oh my, yeah.
Like, no big deal. Like,
you're nailing it. And I say this all the time because we want to be so relatable as, you know, online, and we're trying to make ourselves available, but they don't realize too that we are relatable, but this is also our job.
Yeah.
And I literally just said this morning to our operations manager. I said, you know, I do a lot of things for other people because it is our job. This is what we're paid to do. But there is a little sliver because I love this creator. She's up and coming, and she's has the most beautiful soul. And I said, I want to put her in circuit on our roster because I love her. She is the kindest person. And every time I speak to her, she always supports me. And if I can give back in that way, that is what I want a chance to do. We should have the choice. We also need to be paid.
Yeah, I mean, right. And I think it's especially hard for women. And can I just say one thing before I get, like, there was no, because it was a Jewish organization, I was not trying to imply that they're cheap. I'm just like, oh gosh, I could.
Oh.
I'm going to get canceled now because I said, but it was, I forget where it was. Anyway, so.
I mean, that's not just that. That's a lot of organizations.
Yeah, I'm not singling them out. It was just the most recent one that came to mind. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's harder for women, like, mm-hmm. you know, to do that, and whether that's stereotypical or not, I'm gonna get canceled again. But I feel like it is harder for women to be like, no, this is what I charge. This is what I'm worth. This is the cost of my service. And if you're interested, great. If not, then it's just not a fit. It's just like, if you see a sweater at the store and it's too expensive, you just keep on moving.
Right.
Like, you know. Or if you really want that sweater, you'll find a way to get that sweater.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. It's
and
true.
I'm an expensive sweater, damn it.
Well, you've earned it. I mean, you've earned it. And that's,
you have.
Yeah.
I'm not that expensive, by the way.
Yeah. But yeah, it's important. And whether it's being asked to MC or whether it's anything, if you're a woman in business, like, you kind of have to know your worth, and you have to know how to stand up for yourself. And maybe if it's something that you're not good at, and you don't want to have to be the person to deliver the news, that's where Audrey comes in. And which that's why it's beautiful.
It is
nice. Yes.
Honestly. Yeah, that's where our team comes in, and we say it great, and we create that buffer. And I think I even called y'all last week. I was like, oh, I kind of think I, you know, bumped around on this one. I think we kind of went back and forth, and we were trying to meet because there were, you know, they try to sneak things in on us.
Uh-huh.
And y'all are worth it, and it's your time, and you are paying a team, and they don't realize that because we're not, you know, on your Instagram saying, I mean, I'm now on your podcast saying we're, you know, supporting, but people don't know how much it takes to produce and have the excellent, you know, presence that you both have. And so I get why they do it. I mean, I learned, and I'll say this, if there's any photographers listening, because that's my foundation, is they would say, like, oh, well, I just want the mini session price.
Mm-hmm.
I tell any new photographer, don't host mini sessions. Call them shorter sessions. Call them something, but don't call them mini because it takes that much work.
Yeah.
Just the same. It's just 30 minutes and you're cramming in 20 families and not just a 2-hour session with one family.
Right. Right.
And so, like, don't, you know, that is kind of my.
And don't sell yourself short. I mean, no one should sell themselves short, for sure. And another thing I love is that, and this has happened too with a lot of our sponsors, with Coppola, with Gateway, that they've jumped in and supported causes that are important to us. You know,
the Durrett Foundation is my, you know, baby as far as it, you know, the charity aspect goes and the nonprofit. And you were like, I want to get involved. You sent us a voice memo. I remember one Saturday and you're like, I'm on my way to softball, but I want to get involved with causes that are important. We want ADM Media to be, you know, in the community doing good things. And so you've been helping us promote the Do It for Durrett Foundation, bought a sponsorship package. So thank you for that. And that's, you know, to me, that's what we're trying to do is, you know, is to build a community. And we've done that so much with our partners. It's been so awesome. I mean, Coppola will be served at the Do It for Durrett event. Gateway Buick or Gateway GMC is the presenting sponsor of the entire event. You know, it makes me so happy.
And so much of this world and in a lot of world business world type stuff, it's like relationships, right? And it's like doing things the right way, treating people the right way. And then they want to work with you and then they want to sponsor your event and you're helping them with recognition and whatever. And so I think that's just the way we like to operate here on the Mom Game. But at the same time, of course, you are trying to run a business and make money. So it's great when you can have that middleman kind of thing.
And it's like what my husband's always told me, and I trust his business sense so much. And he said a couple things to me over the years that have resonated. And one is you've got to spend money to make money. Mm-hmm. I took that to the blackjack table one too many times, but you got to spend money to make money. And if you keep doing things the right way, it may take a little bit longer, but if you keep doing good, if you keep doing things the right way, it's going to come back. It's going to come. It may take a while. Who knows how long it will take, but if you keep doing things the right way, not trying to take shortcuts, it's going to come back. Eventually it's going to come back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think those are two really things that have kept me going, you know, as far as my career is concerned in television and otherwise, those things. That,
yeah, for sure.
You know, and you want to provide value, right? Like you said, you want to provide, you know, value to someone. You want to provide value to your sponsors. You want to provide value to your audience. And I think that's something that we really try to do. And that's why I think this has been such a really great partnership. Well, ship between the
y'all do great. I mean, I think that's why I'm excited too, because that is your foundation. And that when we are building out certain things and your newsletters and your website and we're seeing all of it, I love your partners and the things that you do to give back are inspiring. And then I was like really annoying, like texting you guys, because it did touch me. I didn't know how I wanted to give back. I knew our company was growing to be able to do so. And I wanted to be in that, like, what direction of people that have had experience doing that. And then, you know, with my own personal ties, and then I was texting like, I want to connect in some way. And then with giving back and then the knowledge that you had, it aligned with me personally that I could do that professionally and be proud of who we were going to give our sponsor to.
Yeah.
And so that I'm so grateful for that.
Cause, yeah. Cause you lost your dad suddenly.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah. And then, and so when I told you the mission of the Durrett Foundation, I lost my dad suddenly as well. But yeah, that you felt inspired by it. And I'm grateful for that. I just wanted you to know.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I hate that we're in that club, but
I know we are all in the club.
Yeah.
The No More Daddy Club.
It is sad.
It is so sad.
It sucks. We can grieve and miserate together.
I know.
Yeah. You know, it's all you can do really.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a podcast coming out.
Yeah.
I do.
You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. So I've wanted to do it for years. I even have like photos of me like leading up to it. And we did, we would go live with our clients during COVID because we were all stuck in, and I still wanted to, you know, shine the light on the people I worked with. And then that is what kind of where influencers and creators really started to blow up, because everybody was at home looking at content constantly. And so we did coffee and conversations, cocktails and conversations. And so I didn't feel like that aligned and with the season of where we are. And so my podcast, Founders and Fortitude, will be coming out on, oh my gosh, I was about to say June 21st.
I know, I was about to say, wait a minute.
Like, ooh. I'm still stuck in summer. It's not November.
It's crazy.
November 21st. So I'm excited to bring, you know, professionals and entrepreneurs and founders and, you know, people like yourselves that can give insight. And I really hope that we give, you know, tangible things that people can take with them to implement in their business. Because I'm so grateful for people, like you said, you have a wonderful husband. My husband supports me and gives me that business advice, but some people don't. And so I hope that we can give things that they can walk away with, and then a few laughs and aha moments in this crazy life that we choose.
Yeah.
Because it is a different life, you know. I tease my friend all the time. She works at a school, and I'm like, I wish I was you. And she's like, I wish I was you. Yeah. And so we give each other that insight and that support. And I hope that this, you know, podcast does that and gives a voice, you know, men and women that come on.
Yeah.
And helps others. And
so are you going to go interview a bunch of like marketing teams to help you with your show?
Yeah. And then like, yeah. I'm going to go. Like,
who's going to help promote this
order,
show?
I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to go. Not order, but I'm going to go hire another team.
Right. Wouldn't that be like, funny?
What? Like, what just happened?
Well, yeah. That's like perfect for you. It's all built in.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Well, tell everyone where they can find you, can find AD Media, just all the good stuff.
You know, that good old thing, social media. You can find me at Audrey Dollins on Instagram, and then AD Media Group on Instagram, and AD Media Group. I have LLC on it. I wish I could take it off. I need to steal it. I need to purchase another, like the marketing firm needs to purchase another domain.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like admediagroupllc.com.
Okay.
So I'm going to totally go. Now that's embarrassing.
That's not
cut
embarrassing.
That out. Yeah.
No. That's definitely not embarrassing. Yes. But yeah, well, we have loved working with you. We can't wait to continue to work with you. We're so grateful for your support and all you've done. For us and to help us grow. And we're just thrilled you got to come in today.
Well, thank you. We are honored to work with you ladies, and I appreciate you.
Of course.
It's been great.
Okay. As you know, we end every show by giving our cheesy peace signs and looking into your camera and saying, Mom, game out. Your camera is right there. Julie, we know where ours are.
We're all good.
So on the count of three, we'll game Mom game out. 1, 2, 3.
Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott. Proudly serving your local community.